Blog Talk Radio.
About you on this evening.
praise God. Do you have a seed in the ground that is capable of bearing much fruit? Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Lip, Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to all of the ministers, the evangelists, prophets, speakers, to the mothers, the praise team, intercessors, youth, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from that muck and miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. It was God this morning that touched each and every one of us with his finger of love, gave us new life, new health, and new strength, started us on our way, gave us activity of our limbs, clothed us in our right mind on today. And as we look around, saints, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything, I mean everything, is jointly and fitting into place on today because of his grace and because of his mercy towards each and every one of us. We give thanks to our God and our Lord, Jesus Christ. Good morning. Good evening, Mother John Jack. God bless you. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good evening to you, Pastor Smith. I'm blessed. I can't complain about anything. I just thank God just for another day journey. First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the truly head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. And I give honor to my pastor, Temple, and the First Lady of ADM Ministry, Shakita Spencer, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Elect Smith, to everyone in ADM Ministry. Father God, this afternoon, we just thank you. We thank you for another day's journey. God, we thank you how you have kept us all day long, God, with our minds stayed on you, God, with a praise on our lips, God, just telling you thank you, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for all things, God, from the littlest to the biggest, in the name of Jesus. God, we even thank you for the trials and the tribulation, God, that comes into our life, God. We realize, God, they only come to make us stronger. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. This afternoon, God, we lift up every man ministry and every woman ministry in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift them up to you in the name of Jesus, God. Shield them and protect them, God. Give them traveling mercy to and for, God. Let them stay up on the wall, God. And I always cry out like never before in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this afternoon, God, of the most, God. We thank you, Lord, kind of the most, God. We can't help but to thank you, God, and to praise you, God, because we know where our help coming from. We realize all our help coming from you, Jesus. No other help that we know. Oh, God, let us continue to bow down and to worship you, God. Let us continue to bow down and pray, God, for one another in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, today, God, of the most, God, make us great out of our son now. Great door keepers in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our young youth once more, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them like never before, God. Shield and protect them, God, in the going and the coming. In the name of Jesus, even when they get into the schoolhouse, God. Oh, God, of the most, God. Loose your angels around them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for saving them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, as young youth, God, in the name of Jesus, God, fill them with your precious Holy Ghost. We thank you, God. We see you moving, God. We see you working mirrors, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We lift up the jailhouses, God, a little shake, God, as you walk through the penitentiary, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let a change come, God. Hey, a little shake. And when they be released, God, a little shake, God, let a change been on came in their life. And that change will be you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. This afternoon, God, a little shun that alive. God, we pull down every stronghold. Hey, a little shake, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for breaking every yoke out of our Sunday, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, don't let us be the same, God. Never let us be the same, God. Oh, but God, let us walk in you. Let us sleep in you, God. Let us see what you see out of us, Sunday. Oh, God, whatever you speak, God, let us speak in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for raising up boldly in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Bold soldiers in you like never before, God. We ask today, oh God, every sick vessel that it is, oh God, we cry out once more, by your stripes we are already healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to stand on your word, stand like never before in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing in these last and evil days, God. Oh yes, you are moving, God, in the name of Jesus. Out of the most, God. Oh God, we cry out today, go into the ones that are the mental institution, God. We ask that you under the boat, say the blood of Jesus over their minds in the mighty name of Jesus. Echo by sight. We speak good minds today in the mighty name of Jesus. Huddle by stand out in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we do speak good minds in the name of Jesus. And they'll come to the boat, say God. Oh, God, today, huddle by stand out. We lift up family members, God, everywhere, God. We realize, God, of us, send it ahead. No, we won't give up. We will continue to pray and prevail in that until we see a change come out of our sanity in our family members in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, of our sanity. Oh, God, we speak good heart today, God. We speak good kidneys today in the mighty name of Jesus. How do come to the boat? We speak good blood pressure, good cholesterol in the name of Jesus, God. Because we realize, God, everything that you made was good. There's no corruption in whatever you made, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We ask that you touch every telephone, every internet, every computer, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, today, that a change come in somebody's life. How about Sunday? Oh, God, let somebody receive your salvation today, God. Let somebody get filled with the Holy Ghost. How about Sunday? Because that's the only way, kind of the most safe, that we can live holy, God. We must have your Holy Spirit, God, that kind of the most, that guide us and lead us to our truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We ask that you just, oh God, I will say, God, shake, God, like never before, God. Oh God, shake this little kind of the most. shake the nation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know, God, that you're still here. Oh, God, let them know that you'll make a way out of no way, God. Thank you, Lord. Whatever you under the will is, God. Let your perfect will be done, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but we know one thing. We can do all things through you, God, that strengthen us to go to our center in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Move us out the way, God. Oh, God, let it under the boat, say. We yield under the boat, say, to you, God. Use these vessels under the boat, God, the way you want to use them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Speak today, God. Somebody need a word today, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. Oh, God, anything in our hearts is not like you, God. Oh, God, we ask that you take it out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, get up under the boat, say, yes, Lord. Clean our hearts. Hey, glory be to God, that we can love like you love, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We ask that, God, by Sunday, that you walk the streets, God, by Sunday. Don't forget about the prostitutes and the pimps, God, and the drug dealers, God, and the bang bangers, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift them up to you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we plead the blood, God, and we plead the blood, God, today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that they will be changed in a twinkle of our sun, that they will be filled with your Holy Ghost, your salvation, and we'll receive it. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, how we thank you today, God. We magnify your name, God. God, we will see the change, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you so much today, God, for the food that you prepared on our tables, God. Don't take it for granted, God. Because if it had not been for you, it wouldn't be possible, God. We thank you, Lord, for the change that have come in our lives, God. We thank you for the mind change, God. We thank you for the turnaround, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for getting rid of the stinking thinking, God, and giving us a mind of yours, God, a righteous mind of the most shine. Somebody that they had on my shine is tired of being sick and tired. But I tell you, you don't have to be tired no more. You can just call on the name of Jesus to come down. He'll give you strength and come by side. The things to do that you never thought you could do. Oh, God, of the ass under the heart. He'll turn your life all around in the name of Jesus to come down. Oh, God, oh, glory be to God today. Church them, Lord, and come to the heart. Somebody, handle the heart. Oh, hold your head up. It's God up. Don't hold it down anymore. God is God, Kandabasha. Those he's the one that you need today. Call on him, Andorabokanda. Tell him that you need him today, like never before. Tell him all about your situations, Kandabasha. And let it change, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, Andorabosha, God. We want to just praise your holy name, God. You're so worthy to be praised. Oh, God, Andorabosha. God, the mouthpiece that you gave us, God. Let us begin to cry out, Lord, God, like never before, God. We cry out victory today, God. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you how you're moving on the inside of us, God. We thank you for the stirring on the inside. We thank you, God, that your Holy Ghost burn like never before. Even in the wee hours, God. Oh, God, oh, minister, minister spirit. Let your minister spirit minister us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And when you took on us, God, let us arise, God, not in a sad way, God. But, oh, God, let us be grateful. Let it come to the heart that we can raise in you, God, that we can magnify your name, God, that we can praise you, God, like never before, God. We thank you, Lord. These things we ask you today, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. By Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, God. Ever about Sunday. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit of the Lord. Come in the midst right now. Oh, glory. Touch this water every area. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit.
Lord, come.
Turn it all around. do it right.
In the name of Jesus.
Only you, Holy Spirit. Oh,
yes.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Make
him new again.
Lord.
Make him new in our mind, heart,
yes,
and our thoughts.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
and today,
Lord.
Each and every one of us, Holy
yes,
Spirit
Lord.
Of the living God.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Us now with a natural touch
yes,
from heaven. Let your anointing power, Holy Spirit, come down.
Yes, Lord.
Running like on Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, in touch.
Mm.
International.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. And locally, in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Every area that our
yes.
mother just prayed in her corporate prayer.
Mm.
Holy
mm.
Spirit, you take full control.
Mm.
You have total access on tonight.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Mm.
As we come,
yes,
for the new, and obtaining
yes.
that new on today.
Yes,
in our
Lord.
Mind. In
yes,
our
Lord.
Heart.
Yes. In the name of
Glory
Jesus.
Holy
in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Have yes, your perfect will right
yes,
now.
Lord. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Mm. Your own
yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory. Glory.
Hey, Jesus.
Give
mm.
it to us. Your
yes,
anointing.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name
of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
This marvelous Monday night. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Take everything away that's unlike you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And put everything like you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Inside of us.
In the name of Jesus.
From the inside out. From
yes,
the crown
Lord.
Of our head, Holy Spirit to the soul of
yes,
our
Lord. In the name of
you
Jesus.
You have
yes,
right now. So
yes,
do
Lord.
It,
Lord. Yes, Jesus.
And we'll receive it on today. Jesus' name.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh,
because
yes,
it's
Lord.
Not about us, but it's all about you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord God.
Okay. Jesus.
Thank you. And we praise
you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
yes we do.
Thank you. Now touch. Minister.
Yes.
Lead,
yes.
teach, and guide. Holy
yes.
Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
Move right now.
In the name of Jesus.
So
yes,
Lord.
Receive. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Right now.
Yes,
today.
Lord. In the name of
oh,
Jesus.
In
the name,
name
of
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes,
Spirit
Lord.
Of the living God.
Yes,
move
Lord.
Us right now. Take
yes,
us higher.
Lord.
Right
yes,
now
Lord.
In you.
Holy
Spirit
yes.
of the living God. Move ourselves out the way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Have his perfect way on
Amen.
Today.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus, in Jesus' name, we do
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Yes, God. Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Well, the marquee says, I got to get it out. Oh, glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Tell the goodness of Jesus Christ on today.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
Lord, hallelujah.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, take it out anyway, Lord. Oh, glory.
Yes,
you gave me a clean heart
yes,
in the right
Lord.
Spirit.
Yes,
so
Lord.
That I
hey,
can
yes.
follow you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes.
Yes.
To make it into heaven.
Ooh,
yes,
geez.
Lord.
Thank God.
Yes,
thank God. It'll shake
it is my heart.
Amen.
Today.
Hey,
yes.
Jesus.
I want to get
yes,
it out.
Lord.
You got to tell it. You
Amen.
Got to tell it.
Yes.
You don't want to tell it, let me tell it.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
yes,
yes,
the Lord has done for
yes.
me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And for you.
Hallelujah.
not been for the goodness of the Lord on today. Oh, glory. Glory will be.
Lord. Amen.
Will be oh, glory. Hallelujah. Because of his mercy, because of his goodness.
Yes, Lord. Because of the mercy. Yes,
we got
Jesus.
To tell everywhere.
Yes. Yes.
We go.
Amen. Hey, yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes,
bless
Lord. Hey, hey.
Oh, bless
you,
Lord.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
Blessed
and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hey, hallelujah. And notable, say God, Jesus.
In the fellowship of
my
our
God.
Faith.
And notable, say God, Jesus. Yes.
Jesus. Well,
amen.
Praise
God. Jesus.
Lord, help us.
Yes,
you,
Lord.
You know,
hey, yes,
like
Lord.
You
thank
God. Amen. Praise God. And give your
amen.
Spirit. Amen. Praise God.
Ooh,
into the right room. In the right.
Yes.
Frame of mind, praise God.
Amen.
And give God
hey,
praise
Jesus.
In the
yes.
Lord.
Ooh,
and especially the thanks on today.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen.
We got to be the Lord, amen. And now we're getting ready for the word. Yes,
amen,
yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes. Coming
yes,
from
Lord.
Our own minister, Shanita Pontown.
Amen, oh, amen.
Lord. As we sit around the table of the Lord
yes.
and
yes.
feast on his word that she's going to bring forth,
amen.
Minister Shanita Pontown, take the
yes.
wheel.
Bless you.
Praise God, everybody. Praise God for this
hallelujah.
The day that the Lord hath made. I
amen.
Will rejoice and be glad in it. Right
yes.
now,
amen.
Whatever you got. On your mind, your heart, and your spirit, and let's give it all to God. Leave it at his feet right now. So
amen.
He can come in and bless you because he is worthy to do that. He is able
he is.
To do all things exceedingly
yes.
and abundantly. And
amen.
We have to allow him. We have to. There is no I can't, no I won't. We have to. It is an urgency that we allow God to be in control
amen.
Of our life. I would like to give
amen.
Honor to God, who is the head of my life, my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, my other pastors, Pastor Smith and Barbara Elect Smith, all the ministers, the mothers, the deacons, the women, the praise team, the youth, and everybody that hears the sound of my voice. I just want to say hello. May God bless you, and I pray on today that the word he has given me touch someone's heart. And today, the scripture that the Holy Spirit chose for me was Ecclesiastes 3:1. Seeing there is a season and time for every matter under the sun, under heaven. My question is, what season are you in? Are you in a season as just as I am? Are you in a season of denial? Are you in a season of complaining and grumbling? Are you in a season to say, yes, I surrender all? Are you in a season of praise and worship? Are you in a season of fasting and consecration? Because if you're in a season of denial, let me take you back to Joshua. If you are in a season of denial, I'm sorry, Jonah, Jonah 1. If God has given you instructions, but because you're being in denial, you're trying to run and hide amongst people who have no clue as to what's going on in your life. They have no clue of the calling that God has placed on your life. So you go, you get amongst these people, you try to hide from the Almighty Sovereign God, and storms rage. Storm rage where they can't control it and you can't control it either. You are drowning these people because of your denial. You are drowning people because of your refusal to do what God is asking you to do. You are causing all type of confusion. But one thing about God, if he's calling you, He's not going to take his hands off of you. Your
Amen.
Storms may rage. You may be at the brink of drowning. But when you're ready to come out of your hiding space, as Jonah did, Jonah lived in the belly of the whale for 3 days, just him and God in that whale. But he had enough sense to come to his senses, to reach God, to put him in his rightful position and to do what God had instructed him to do. When God gives us assignments, we must do those assignments. It's no running and it's no hiding. So if you're in that denial season right now, you need to go to Jonah 1 and 2 and read the book of Jonah. And God will help you in that denial season. That is a great reference book for you to go and understand. When God say, I want you, I want you. Because he could have drowned, and the people around him could have drowned. Don't be so selfish in your denial season that you're pulling other people with you because you refuse to do what God has instructed you to do. Be thoughtful. Do the things. If you're going to do it on your own. Don't bring others down with you. Complaining and griping. When you're complaining and griping, Philippians 2:14 say, do all things without grumbling and complaining. When we grumble and complain, we're not doing it amongst each other. We're not hurting each other. We're hurting God. It's a sin before God because his words say, be thankful for all things. And what we must remember is that God is in control of all things. If you're sitting and you're going through the same thing over and over, you're going through that same thing over and over because you want to go through those same things over and over. How do you expect to receive much when you don't give much? Ask yourself, how much time do you give God? How can you ask for peace when you're not trying to get peace? You're not trying to develop a relationship with God. Peace is found in God. It's not found in man. It's not found in the world. It's found in God. Therefore, if you're going to get any better and stop complaining, you have to make changes in your own life. You have to seek God's face in everything that you do. You have to build an intimate relationship with him so your circumstances can change. We have a bad habit of asking God to change other people. But what I found, I had to ask God to change me so my circumstances could change. I couldn't keep asking for other people. I had to sit and find the peace in me, the peace that God so freely, eloquently give us all the time once we ask. And once you ask him, once you allow him to enter that peace, you enter in that peace with God, that rest, that green metal. You watch the complaints. They start fading away. They just start disappearing because now you're not sitting there leaning on your own understanding. You're trusting God. You're watching his movement. You're watching how he's moving in your life because as long as you try to do it, things are not going to get any better. Because remember, God is always in control. He will always remain in control, and it is nothing that me, you, and nobody else can do about it if you want him to be the head of your life. Or are you in that just as I am season? In John 6:35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Jesus was inviting us to come and enter into a personal relationship with him, that we would have no other desire for other food but Christ, our daily bread. We shall be satisfied with him. That means you won't be looking for sinful things, drugs, alcohol, sexual immorality, pimps, whores, whatever it is. You won't be out there doing things that you're not supposed to be doing because Jesus is feeding himself to you every day, his daily bread. You are taking in his presence. You are We are to pray and ask to feel his presence. We are to ask for him to fill us with his truth and his spirit at all times. He becomes our all in all. And
yes,
he will renew your mind. He will create in you a clean heart. The words of your mouth will be acceptable to him. Everything that you put your hands on, Jesus, you will know that Jesus placed them there for you. Your feet will be placed on the rightful path. Your heart, you will just be singing praises. You will just be filled because he has given us, he has invited us, he has given us an invitation to come just as we are. If you are that pimp, come just as you are. If you are that whore, come just as you are. If you are a liar, a deceiver, a cheater, come as you are. Jesus will take us. All you need is a pure, genuine heart. You need to confess, repent your sins, and ask for forgiveness, and Jesus will give you your daily bread. Well, you will not go hungry, and you will not go thirsty, because he is there giving you the food that you need, not in the natural sense, but in the spiritual realm. Jesus will fulfill your every need. It is a promise that he will fulfill your every need. We sit and we get in a place and we look for things. We're looking for things in the natural eye. Start using your spiritual eyes. Ask God to allow you to look through his eyes, and then you will be able to obtain and receive the things that he has placed out, already set in a path for you. Are you in a season of fasting and consecration? On today, the Holy Spirit took me back to the book of Esther. And Esther is a major hero to me, because one thing about Esther could have been selfish. Esther could have said, I'm here. I'm in the king's palace. He may choose me. I'm going to do everything that I can to be chosen. And Esther could have forgot about her people. It was an order to kill her people. But what Esther did, Esther went. She sacrificed everything, even her own life, not for self, but for everybody. She sacrificed. She sacrificed her life. But what did she do? She went before the Lord for 3 days, shut in, an absolute fast. And she prayed. She fasted. She consecrated herself. So when she went before the king, she would find favor. And guess what? It worked. People, I can sit and tell you, time that I used to fast and pray all the time. The most minor things God would show me, I did it. Things that I knew were unbelievable. My fasting, my praying, me being consecrated. Shut up. Just shut up in the presence of the Lord, talking to him. Me and my own little secret garden. Knowing that if I'm talking to God, I don't have no sounds around me. I don't have no interruptions, because I knew that there were things in my life that I needed God to move for me, and only God could move for me. Mama couldn't do it. Daddy couldn't do it. Brothers, sisters, employers, nobody. Are you in a season of fasting and praying? Because fasting and praying will get you to the next level. If you only trust and believe. If you sit and you cheat, you're not cheating. You're hurting nobody but yourself. This is a time that's set aside between you and God. God knows everything. You can sit and say, okay, well, Love and Hip Hop coming on. I'm going to watch that. Nobody not going to know. God knows everything. God knows every time, everything. It's a time for you to get purified. For you to just become pure, for you to have a clean heart, for you to be genuine, for you to just lay before the Lord and say, Father God, I surrender all. I'm here. I will go where you want me to go. I will do what you want me to do. Just give me a clear mind. Give me the clear instructions. I need to hear from you. Don't speak to me in parables. I need to hear a clear word from you. Or send me somebody, Father, that's going to give me the word. We have to take fasting and praying seriously. Where is my season? My season is fasting, praying, isolating and consecrating myself. Because, see, I know that God has a calling on my life. I know that. I know it. I know it. I know it. And because I know it, I know it, I know it, I have to prove myself worthy to God, not man, not my sister, not my brother, but to God. I have to go before him clean. I had to get stripped naked before God was ready to elevate me. How did I get that? I sat. I came out of denial. I came out of denial. I stopped being a liar. I stopped being a cheater. I started doing the things that God wanted me to do. He became my daily bread. I went through every last one of the seasons. That's why I'm able to sit and talk to you all on today to ask you what season are you in. Because you can sit and you can play. You can be in denial. Guess what? You just like the Israelites. You will continue to go around that circle. When God opens that door and you in denial, you don't even realize that the door is open. So guess what? You got to go back around the mountain all over again. The thing of it is to remember that everything is to be done in truth and in spirit, and to know that God would never leave us, nor he will forsake us. We have to examine ourselves. We have to sit and find out where we're at. We have to sit and put all the things on the table and start moving things out. You got to sit and take the blinders off your own eyes. And yes, it may hurt. Yes, you may be humiliated. Yes, you may be embarrassed. But one thing about God, God has taken each and every last one of us to the Potter house on several occasions. He has sat. He has molded us. He has broken us down. He has remolded us. He has broken us down. He has placed us in a fiery furnace. But the thing of it all, he never, no matter what season you are in, he never leaves you nor forsake you. Once you invite Jesus in, he's right there with you. He's right by your side. It's you that have to recognize where you're at and then decide where you're going to go. So, again, on tonight, I ask each and every person that's on this phone, what season are you in? Some may be in the praise and worship. Some may be where they praise God no matter where they at. That's me. Some may worship him. If a song come on, I don't care where it's at. I'm going to worship my Father just as David did. Don't care what you say. Don't care what you think. Because guess what? You ain't been in my shoes. You probably couldn't ever walk in my shoes, but it was nothing but God, his mercy, and his grace that sat and said, it's time. It's time to stop fooling yourself because you're not fooling me. I didn't let you go through all the seasons, and now you're right back where you started. What are you going to do now? Find out what season that you're in. Ask God to show you where you're supposed to go. Sometimes we don't have to sit and go through everything. We don't have to go through all different phases. We don't have to go through all this humility, all this embarrassment, all this shame. We choose to do it ourselves because we, again, do not pay attention to the signs, the times. We're not listening to God. We're not looking through his eyes to see exactly where we're at. So, again, my question to each and every person on this line, what season are you in? There is some people on this line right now that got some dry bones. In the name of Jesus right now, I speak to those dry bones. I tell them to get up. I tell them to resurrect right now, to take away that spirit of laziness, to take away that spirit of suicide, to take away that spirit of not trusting, that spirit of saying, I can't do it all by myself. Build yourself up. God has died. God did not give anyone the spirit of fear. God is no God of condemnation. Pick yourself up. Pick them dry bones up. Get back into your life. Get back into doing the things that you're supposed to do. Let God be the head of your life. Forget Satan and his diabolical spirit and walk forward. March on the Zion as God has instructed us to do. Take your instructions. take off them filthy, dirty clothes and walk into your newness. Every lie out of your mouth and be who God has, who has created, He has created you to be on these day, on the day. I say, I speak right now that dry bones will get up and they will dance. We will not wait till 2019. We will dance on today. The dry bones will get up and they will do each and everything that God has instructed them to do. In Jesus' name, I declare and decree that all things will work together for God's good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Shanita Ponton. Woo! She brought the stick tonight. And now, we'll turn this portion of the service over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you. I can't do nothing but be in agreement. Get up! Saints of God, I'm telling you right now, you better get up. It ain't no sense of you sitting there and die and sitting there and just wallow in the situation or whatever the issue may be, because at the end of the day, it cannot give you life and it cannot do anything for you. So get on up. Amen? Somebody just need to shake it off tonight and get their head back into the game and get back into this year and realize that God have not bring you this far to leave you. You ain't come this far to leave, my God Almighty, and He's not going to leave you. He's been with you the whole entire time. So go ahead and get up as Minister Nita, my God, stated. Saints of God, I bless God for each and every one of you, and I thank God for you all. I'm telling you right now, we as a family, we're getting geared up, our social media family. We want you to get geared up with us. We're fasting all this week, my God. We got other things we're going to be doing all month. We want you to come on and be a part with us and come on and join in with us. We're not only going to tell you to get up, but we want to help you to get up. We want to put our arm up under your arm and help pick you on up, amen, because we're going to finish this race together. Because God said, I'm not worrying about how strong you are. I'm not worrying about how fast you are, but I'm worrying about he that endured to the end. Are you a doer? Matter of fact, we could be endurers together. So I want you, my God, to join in, begin to take this month very seriously, begin to take what God's going to get ready to do very seriously. If you believe it or not, this is a month of rededication, amen? Rededication and accepting. You got to get ready to rededicate yourself. Rededicate yourself back into the covenant of God, back into the things of God, so you can accept His plan. Amen. I'm going to be on tonight, my God, midnight at 12 a.m. My God, 12 a.m. I want you all to be there in a place. Get ready. My God, some of my spiritual followers, spiritual daughters and sons in international country, you got to come on. My God, you want it, Pastor Reddy, to wear your spirit out. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a blessing to your soul. And I'm going to be diving in all this month. We're going to be praying on the covenant with God. We're going to renew our covenant with God. We're going to get in deeper with our covenant with God. God showed me something. He said, son, every year, it's so many saints of God, my God, missed the mark before the year even started. So I said, God, how they missed the mark before the year even started? He said, before that year even started, they already missed the mark. They already telling me what I'm going to do. They are already claiming what I'm supposed to do. And God said, how do I supposed to deliver to them or give them what they asking for or bless their souls off in a broken covenant? They have a broken covenant with me. They have not came back and renewed the covenant with me. Some of them been cheating on me. Some of them been making fun of cheating on me. Some of them, my God, dropped me and never picked me back up. Some of them don't want to talk to me until they feel like talking to me. Some of them have not took the covenant that they made with me and the commitment that they made with me very seriously. So they think they could just walk up in the house and thinking everything is okay and just start things where it used to be. How many of you are going to say, God, it's not a God, it's operating. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. Amen. I truly believe that God is going to get ready to bless your socks off, but it's order with God. And it's things that we have to do with Him. Some of us need to go back to the throne room and get ready to understand the covenant of God, so we could come in at divine alignment, so we could receive these things that God said, I'm going to give unto you. You might as well get ready, because at the end of the day, my God, your socks going to be blessed. My God, I'm going to knock your socks off. You know what? I'm going to renew my covenant with God, too. I never want to get into the place that I think I got it going on. I think I got it all together. I think I know God. I think I'm in a position with God. I think that, my God, that I'm so all up in here. I don't want to get in that place as well. Amen. That's a dangerous place to be in. I want to be humble as a dove and submitted to the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Let's get into this thing. Let's understand. And I'm going to get ready to help you, because some of us, my God, we made a covenant, a vow before God, but we did not know at that time. We were just very immature. Now we begin to mature in the Spirit. We start to understand something. So we're going to go back to the basis. We're going to dig in. We're going to dive in. And we're going to make sure our spirit, our hearts, our minds are aligned with God. Because whatever God's going to do, we don't want to miss nothing he want to do. That's a shout message right there. And somebody need to go ahead and shout, my God Almighty. Because one thing about God, and this is why you could shout, before God gives you the blessing, he gives you the information. Y'all, my God, we've been saying it all the time over the air. Before God give you the blessing, he'll give you the information. And once you get the information, you don't get the blessing right away until you get the revelation. Y'all hear me? Once you call that revelation, you better get ready to believe. My God, here comes the manifestation of the blessing. So I'm telling you, before I get off this air tonight, my God, many of you have been asking God, you've been praying, you've been asking God to do it, you've been asking God to give you the truth, you've been asking God to come in, you want more of God. God said, now I'm going to release information to take you into revelation, and revelation's going to make you shout in a manifestation. I got to go. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen, amen. Praise God, Apostle. Praise God. The revelation after the information to get your manifestation in this new time and new season. Well, all I got to say is, let it soak in, saints. Let the Word and the Holy Spirit of God sink in. And then you come on back tonight at 12 a.m. and tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where we can come together again in agreement, giving God the praise and the glory for all he does. For each and every one of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, amen. It ain't over. It ain't over. Matter of fact, it is just beginning. So give God the praise and let him ignite your fire on today. Praise God. Have fun.
I want to burn for you. Consume me, oh Lord, Lord. As I cry out for you. I need somebody to help me just declare that tonight.
Ignite my fire.
Yeah.